The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past and possibly for the last time in the best bedroom I've ever been in. Rory and Nick are nowhere to be found. So it's your favorite new chick, Jamie Lynn, driving this bus tonight with Chewy as my co-pilot. Dogwater Dick and the boys are down the hall doing whatever the fuck it is they do in that back room. And tonight on the worst little podcast in the world, it's the band, the crew, and all of the characters from Sam Shepard's Tooth of Crime.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I stepped on the bed.
Nobody say anything because I'm going to fix it in post.
Yeah. I had bad dreams about this all day, and I fucked it in the ass.
Nobody hits the post the first time.
I give myself a buzz.
Well, but the audience doesn't know what you're talking about.
She hit that post. She ran right into it.
I did. I hit it hard.
It went through your brain.
With my forehead.
We don't talk about that.
At all. 100 miles an hour.
Can I get a do-over?
No, you did good.
Thank you.
Rick's going to fix it in post anyway.
It was my first
Nobody
time.
Knows what you're talking about.
Fix it in post.
She fucked that up really big. She fucked it up really bad, and then I fixed it. So, you guys, that's why.
Thank you.
Okay.
You
know? And that's a different post than the one she hit.
I thought she did good.
I did, too.
I don't want to know how that was fucked up.
You hit a post, you fix it in post.
I don't even know what obtuse means.
It was super obtuse. I'm embarrassed of my obtuseness.
Some obtuse-ass shit.
Obtusitude.
Andy Dufresne.
So Nick and Rory were here, and then they weren't here, and now they're kind of here, so I'm not sure what's going on.
They're guests here.
Hello.
Kind of like guests, but yeah, it's weird. Tonight's going to be weird. But Chewy's here.
I'm here.
Hi, Chewy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
How's Winnemucca?
I've been in Elko, but Winnemucca's awesome.
Well, then how the fuck is Elko?
Elko's even better.
I can't keep track
Elko
of you.
Is the
You're such a jet setter between Winnemucca and Elko that I just can't keep track of
Elko
you.
Elko is the Paris of Eastern Nevada.
Yes. I like how you're tagging yourself in all those weird restaurants and truck stops and bullshit
places. That's how
places.
I let my family know how long I'll be till I get home.
That's how we know, too. That's how we know where Chewbacca is. Tell us about him. What did you eat the last time?
The last thing I ate in Elko?
Yeah.
I ate at the Tokiona. I had lamb chops and french fries.
Lamb from Elko.
Yeah. I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened. That's out of context. I would never fuck a lamb unless it was a female lamb.
Especially like you.
And it had to be over 18.
Yeah. Only at the edge of a cliff.
There's a ghost.
They push back and you have no choice.
Yeah. What are you doing out there, minding your own business?
The sheep raped
him. Did you just make a mining pun? Scott Dundas? Mining your own business? Well, you know what? Good for you.
No, I was just out there, you know, hanging out.
Just hanging out? Just hanging out in Elko?
Yeah. Fucking around.
It's pretty out there. Pretty cold. Pretty stupid. Pretty ugly.
Take some good landscape pictures you can post on your wall?
No, my phone on my camera doesn't work anymore. So.
Well, then what's the point?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Why should I even fucking go to work?
Why even go? Yeah. If you can't post it, it doesn't matter.
Yep. Good to be home, though.
Welcome home.
I missed you guys.
I love you.
Glad to be here in one of the very last ever episodes of this show here at the...
It is. It's possibly the last night.
We don't know that we might be here next week.
Okay.
Explain that, please.
So there's a guy that's making the walls thicker he's putting a layer of homozote.
That's what he called it.
Homozote. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's like big board things that's like this fibrous material.
You put a layer of it on the wall?
Yes.
Asbestos?
It's made of, it's special, doesn't burn stuff, I bet. And then another layer of drywall. And then he's texturing and painting.
I thought it was vegetarian walls.
It's all vegan.
I'm sure it's fibrous, so it would move a stool. So, dude, that's being
oh
done.
My God.
And he picked out the colors, and we're painting, and everything's exciting.
Ooh, what colors?
I want to know.
Okay, it's a dark gray, one wall. And then the main walls and the hallway upstairs are all a light gray. And then two small walls are the accent walls in purple.
Are you painting your house 50 shades of gray?
You have color in your house?
I would never do that.
Pervert.
The gay contractor picked it for me.
Oh,
you have a gay contractor?
Rick,
yes.
Congratulations.
You people do network well.
Step
oh, we
for
do.
You.
I'm going to totally have color. And so the first person that criticizes me, I'm going to go right back to black and gray.
Don't like it.
Don't criticize
with gold and silver highlights.
I like black and gray.
There's nothing.
So how's the studio setup going to be, though?
It's going to be fantastic. Everything's going to be. It's a two-story house now.
Because right now we are all crammed in a closet, and it's
and
weird.
Guess what? The room that we're doing that at the new house is even smaller.
Yes. Perfect. So we're going to sit on each other's laps.
How's the air conditioning?
Sorry in advance. Again, there is no air conditioning.
Oh God.
So the landlord said, "And there's no air conditioning." And I said, "I don't even care."
Yeah. Is there a window to even care?
I grew up in the Probasco district.
Yes, there is a window to put the unit in. Okay. And so, and there's also a swamp cooler, but I don't know how good it works.
We'll find out.
That could
so that could there is something better. We'll see
that
if it works.
Could work out
it could also smell like mildew and ass. I don't know. We'll find out.
Two of my favorite things.
And so if the construction goes good and he's done by Friday, I'm moving in this weekend. The next show is at the new house. If the construction is late, then I'm taking this weekend off, not doing anything, which is fucking fine with me. And then moving in the following weekend, and the first show in the new house will be the following show. But my plan is not to miss a show.
I like
that's
it.
My plan.
Ooh. That's my plan, too, because I have shit booked.
Oh, thank God. So I hope – I don't know who we're canceling on. Are the next two bands full bands? Is it going to be a total pain in the ass?
Oh, yep. Jamie.
Good, because I want to test the whole
studio.
You're
hosting again next week, too.
What?
Oh, I don't
but
know who
just
said
that. But I
ran
into the pole or something.
Yeah. Oh,
the only way to miss hitting the post is by practicing not hitting the
Damn
post.
Damn it. See, I can't
More
even
notches.
Get the terminology notches right. The pole,
so.
Post.
Punching holes in the walls, yay or nay, is basically what I'm trying to figure out.
I say yay.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Yeah, when do we get to destroy
be...
shit?
I... All
right. Oh, I've done it's that. My... Totally taken a house apart before
it's
being demolished.
Can we tag the inside of it?
Mm-hmm. It's my...
Yeah, tag it. We
can.
Baseball bats.
But it's my
windows.
It's my childhood home, and I'm sad.
All the more reason to piss
We're gonna
off.
Love
let
this
it go,
place.
Man. Let
hey,
it go.
You drew all. You did all those stamps on the ceiling in the garage.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, I was just, I'm just going to stamp stuff everywhere.
You let Layla James' dog take a shit in here.
I did not. That never happened.
Wow. I heard that story.
You're letting Jamie pee in the hallway.
Shut your face, Andy. That didn't happen.
I can just hear squatting down, though. You know? I'm just going to go right here.
All adorable and squatting.
You let April squat in the backyard.
Careful, she's
squatting. That actually happened. Very funny. One that
not
was
sure
real.
What that means, Dave.
Yeah, April and Katie's peed in the backyard here, too. So.
Oh, yeah?
You should take a poll. You should take a lot of girls poll.
Well, it was easier when you had a girl dog and there were all those like patches of burned grass from the girl dog.
Oh, is Katie a dog?
Oh, wait. Yeah. No, Katie is a real girl.
Oh, okay. Katie. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know.
She was on
no
LSD at the time.
People name
so it's
their dogs people names.
Weird.
So I don't know.
No last name.
Totally normal. Don't worry about it.
It really is.
It's not just female dogs that burn holes in the grass, people.
It's not.
Sometimes.
That's a myth?
No, it's not just. There are other things.
So fire. Female.
Oh, dogs. Emphasis on dogs. Gotcha.
Fire.
Gotcha. I hear you. Sorry. I'm picking it up.
Yeah. If I pee on the lawn, it looks fine.
Is Nick, are you officially here or are you not here? Or
are you?
How do I handle you right now?
I'm method acting, so I'm not really
So you don't
want
to talk
man,
about your
I'm
weekend
like,
or any of your bullshit you got going on?
Oh no.
Good. Okay, Rory, how about you? Are you here or are you not here?
Hi.
You want to talk about any of your bullshit?
I'm going to be selling Girl Scout cookies outside the Bighorn game
in character?
Friday night with my daughter.
Okay, that's fine.
Like, no, just that's
much more
that's
normal.
What I got going on this week.
Okay.
And
that's what you
I happen
on
to be in
too.
Rehearsals for this interesting show you might have heard
interesting
of.
Interesting show. Speaking of interesting shows, there's a shit ton of people in here right now.
Oh,
and
my God.
I think we should... explain what is happening.
Yeah, this is the biggest, most ridiculous
there's
setup
so
we've ever
There's so many
done.
People in here right now. It's really freaking me out a little.
Everybody
and there's a whole other room
full
of people
of
down
people.
The hallway, too.
Yeah.
And so, I have to have Masood sitting on my lap like a little midget.
That's exciting.
What? Oh,
wow. Damn it, now so I wish I were in the living
Andy's
room.
And he's jealous.
I picked the wrong room.
It's probably one of those things that's better imagined.
Sexually.
So I think it would be fun to go around the room and introduce yourselves. I mean, I could read it off my stupid sticky note, but I think it'd be more fun if we start to my left and say hi to this gentleman.
State your name, please.
State your
my
name,
sir. Please.
God
Thank
damn it,
you.
Lewis. It's Lou, and he's going to be a pain
me.
In the ass
it's
all
Lou.
Night.
Yeah.
Go, Lou.
I'm Lou.
Okay.
Zalmer.
Awesome. And why are you here?
They gave me this address. And
you showed up, and you walked in because the
told them there'd be
cookies.
I should be here right now.
There's no way all this shit's going on in this
Free beer, man.
Free beer, dude.
Yeah.
Come on over.
That's our beer.
I haven't been to Sparks in a
so
while.
So if I hadn't run into the post, you would have heard that I said, Sam Shepard's Tooth of Crime.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
That thing.
And Tooth of Crime.
Tooth of Crime.
Yeah, so you're in this show.
Yeah.
Who do you play?
Haas.
Who's Haas?
I don't know.
All right. Next, who are you? Mike 2.
My name is Scott Dundas.
Hi, Scott Dundas.
Hi.
are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Are you in this show, too?
Yes, I am.
And who do you play?
My character's name is Chaser.
Okay. Do you want to give me, like, a two-sentence description of Chaser?
He's like an after-drink throat soothie.
I like it.
That's only one sentence, but I think it says it all.
He didn't need two sentences. And who are you, Mike, number three?
I am Mira.
Mira. And who is Mira?
I'm a gazer, and I look into the stars, and
freaky.
I see things.
Freaky, man.
I can see the future sometimes.
I like
all
it.
Right.
And
like
this show.
Fuck you, Nick.
It's not.
Whoa.
Shit gonna happen? It's bad. It's bad. Shit's going down.
Well, it's slow going. It couldn't change because shit's shifting all the time. All
right.
That's all I gotta
you
say.
You sound like a more.
Let me study it. Maybe we'll suss it up.
More coherent version of our regular co-host, Nick.
I like it. It's like it's the same dude. It's like your twin.
Yeah. You should check it out, man. It's
totally.
It's pretty far out.
Okay.
Word.
Next.
Hi there, ladies and gentle germs. I'm Andy, and I will be playing this guy named Crow.
Okay.
And
what's Crow's deal?
Well, you know what? That's a big question, and I'm glad you asked it.
Right? I thought about that question all day.
Yeah, you know, he's this kind of guy that's just like not the like the other guys. And no, there's no
that's
way.
That's not
to
true.
Explain.
I read it. Who is
no,
he?
No, he's
for a minute. I thought Andy was going to be the most coherent. And
I thought he was doing a Christopher
you.
Walken right, well, expression,
but then he wasn't.
Do you want me to do it in character? Because I can't do that.
I think you should do what feels right in your soul,
okay,
and
look,
your penis. What?
I just came for the beer.
No, because now you're doing Nick's character.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Who is Crow? I just want to know, like, just a couple sentences about Crow. Who is this dude?
Okay, you don't know who Crow is.
Okay.
That's the
biggest
part of
it. So he's a mystery man.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck he is. He's an up-and-comer. He's a gypsy. He came out from this nowhere land, you know, and he came to fucking get the title. You know, and so he's all going right. after our buddy Lou.
That's all. That's all I need.
Who's playing Haas?
That's all I needed.
Really? No, yeah. I'm not done. No,
we'll come back to you, sir.
Don't bring down the fire unless you want to know.
We're moving on. Chewy, how are you feeling about all these mic checks so far? Because you're next in the rotation.
I feel pretty good.
You feel good? This, do you feel like you want to go see this show?
I'm definitely going to go see the show.
Yeah.
Wow. Is anyone following this?
No. What so far is enticing you about this show, Chewy?
Well, I haven't really figured anything out about the show, so I figure the best way to figure it out is go see it.
I like that.
Also, the interns need to work on this stool because it's rather loose.
Speaking of
loose stool, okay.
Hey, wait, who did a ding?
Just stick that in anywhere, right? I don't know who dinged.
It wasn't me.
I'm just joking. This stool's solid as fuck.
Congratulations on your solid stool.
Is that a poop joke?
So keep moving.
It's always a poop joke. Yes. Next.
Poop.
Hi. Who are you?
I'm Dave Richards.
And what do you do for this production?
Director.
Oh, so he gets to actually be Dave.
What does that mean, director?
It means
How do you direct and wrangle all these fucking weirdos?
Just try to give them that vision of what you see in your head and let them try to give that vision to them and let them see it in their head and what part they play in it.
Okay, the vision in my head is guys having sex with each other.
We can make that happen.
I don't think it's that kind of play, but
there's
not
some
sure.
sexy. There is sexy.
Yeah?
Becky and Haas.
Is there nudity?
You know, no nudity.
Like, damn not it. Even like.
Partial, maybe.
Okay.
You know, but that's all in your head. That's
not
all
going.
In your head.
Of the mind.
Imagination nudity. That's my favorite kind.
Now, on our first season, Dave was here as a guest also.
Naked?
No.
Oh.
I wanted to be.
I believe
no.
he had.
He was. He came
perhaps
on
the
in
very
character.
Lowest quiz score of
we
all time.
We could all be
except
naked right
Jackson.
Now or not, and no one would so, ever know.
Yeah. Right. Give him another shot to redeem himself. Today.
What was the name of that character? Oh, was that guy who?
Oh yes, Dr. Kumkoff.
Yeah.
Oh wait,
I forgot. I forgot that was on a totally different show.
That was an awful show.
No, that was the past. You saw the past.
Dr. Kumkoff.
Dr. Kumkoff.
Dr. Kumkoff. Yeah.
All right, we got a lot of people to get through, so I'm going to keep moving on. Who is sitting next to Dave?
How do? My name's Becky Lou.
Becky Lou, what do you do?
I follow Haas around, try to help him make better decisions.
Interesting. That sounds like a lot of work.
So far,
oh my goodness, it's like being married or something.
So far, Jill is the best actress of the bunch of you, and she made really? You all look like amateurs in like two sentences. So
you already get 5 points.
So you know,
for the quiz later, you get a little bonus.
That is a high pitched ding.
Is that Ginger?
You're
That's
welcome.
What she said.
Was
so what else does Becky do though? She doesn't just follow these men around, right? She's the only chicken in this world.
If
chicken.
This, yeah, I am chicken. Smurfette chicken. Of this society.
Chicken, not chicken.
Smurfette.
So you play a chicken.
So you're
huh?
a chicken.
poultry is involved in this show.
I love poultry.
Live I don't know. No. I mean, I'm like the Lady Macbeth of the situation.
Don't say the M word.
We're not in a theater. We're in a closet.
We're
back. It's fine. It's yeah. totally yeah. fine.
Everything's
so it's kind of like that.
Good luck on the front.
Chicken some fries, advising, exactly. some affect change kind of function that she serves. It's tokenism. It's a token female role, but it's
token
a cool
chick.
Fucking token
and
female role.
And who better
role.
To
it
be
could
the
be
token
taken
chick.
Either way.
But Shepard, he throws a girl in there. Here and there,
he has to throw a girl.
Kind of a testosterone.
But you know, I'm gonna try to make it significant.
You okay, Lou? Do you want to talk about what just
You're
happened?
You're already
Lou?
Significant.
There was some vomiting.
Lou just threw up
in his mouth.
Was chugging.
In turn.
All right, we got more people in the other room.
I believe the studio comes equipped with an intern for that.
Intern, vomit cleanup on aisle two, and more beer for me. Rory, would you like to talk about some stuff right now? Who you are and what you do, what you want?
Oh, hi.
Hi, living room boy.
I'm Rory, Reverend Rory Dowd.
Congratulations.
And I'm actually out here in Studio C with the band.
It's freaking
doesn't
me
have
out.
Mics,
it's
and
weird.
I'm going to take a second to introduce them all first.
They don't have mics?
Are they bored?
No.
They don't.
Oh.
We ran out of channels.
We've got Pat on the keys. We've got Dave on the drums. We've got Chris on the guitar. He just speaks in music. And we have the Mr. Jeff Dunn here.
And so,
the bass.
What are you doing, Jeff?
What are you doing,
dude? That's like the
bass. Oh yeah, bass. That's
bass.
It.
Yeah.
I love our band. I'm so.
So why? Sad. Why is there a band? What does the band have to do with it? What's happening?
We needed penis.
It's a play with music.
Understood.
You came to the right place.
Oh, and I'd also like to mention that I'm also in the cast.
Oh, you are.
Yes.
Interesting.
Just before
did
we
you
move
break
on
your leg
to the band.
And who are you?
I play the character of Rudio Ran, or Rudio.
Rudio.
Rudio Ran.
And what does Rudio, what's Rudio?
It's a Korean film,
run
huh?
with
Rudio.
Music.
What is Rudio's goal?
Running with music, like a dangerous object, like scissors.
Interesting.
I am an insurance salesman. I sell mutual commodities, both individual and group plans. And I've come to peddle my wares to Haas and his band.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
And that's completely a lie.
A DJ.
A DJ?
Yes.
Dave says you're a DJ.
I am a rock and roller DJ. How are you?
Hey now.
Hey, we've got all the top 40 hits coming at you live straight out of the desert. Coming up at number two with a bullet, dropping down from position -1 last week, are the El Caminos.
Speaking of top 40 wow. hits,
best trailer
since
ever.
We have a band in the living room, should we have them play a song right now?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to
better
get going.
Now that we're talking about the band, let's hear some of them.
I want to hear the band. Make it happen, living
room
dwellers.
Discuss what we're doing?
Jamie, you're doing a great job.
Thanks, I'm really trying. I'm really trying my best. Well, I'll talk to you in the hallway.
Face!
The don't step in the piss.
Tooth of Crime Band.
It's my
right?
piss. What do I care?
No, I was talking about
the Tooth of Crime Band. We haven't come up with a name yet. But
so the Tooth of Crime Band is playing music within the show, and right now they're going to play one of the songs from the show. Is that what's happening?
I hope that's what's happening.
I like that if that happens.
The Tooth of Crime Band. I love these guys. There's 6 songs in the show.
Explain where the music came from,
this,
Dave.
I've heard a lot of people that are saying, you know, we're a rock opera. And it isn't a rock opera. It has shades of a rock opera, but it's a play with music.
Does the original Tooth of Crime involve rock and roll also?
Yeah, the original that he wrote originally had
and Sam Shepard wrote the score to this.
Doesn't
correct?
Sam Shepard do Weather on Channel 8?
T-Bone Burnett. The original version he wrote.
The original. He wrote the lyrics and the music.
And T-Bone. Burnett
and then T-Bone came
that?
In when they remade it in 96.
And now
Burnett
we're going to hear some of it right now?
Yeah.
What?
That we are.
Oh, our yes. version of it anyway.
Our version. Their version.
So right. are you allowed to interpret this music or do you have to follow a score?
Oh, yeah. No, I think as long as you stick with the lyrics.
As long as you don't tell anyone, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
All right. Like cool.
We're doing your little play. Don't come to Reno.
We didn't really read the rights that closely.
That's fine. It's fine print. It's fine print.
It all bullshit. Sounds better if you're drinking.
It will rock.
Doesn't everything?
Wait, where's Riku?
Did everyone tune?
Nope.
Every time you do that, somebody takes off their pants.
Mostly Andy, and then he puts them back on, and then he takes them off again. And it's, yeah.
All right, I got.
Here it goes.
Okay, I'm just going to say yeah, no.
One trick
everyone
pony.
Drink.
Hey. There goes the buckle.
Done.
There goes the zipper.
He's taking off his pants. He really is. Oh,
Batman jammies.
You can't see this, but it's happening.
Who did it?
He put it back on, right? He's doing that.
Take the guess. It was Andy.
He's got Batman underwear. Oh, my God, and they're longies. He's got Batman jammy pants on underneath
and
this.
And a one, and a two, and a three.
Trippy.
That's the music I hear when I masturbate.
And then you put the lyrics to
that's
it.
That's what I was just going to ask.
Suddenly during
so
the
explain,
performance,
explain.
The band all start bleeding from their eyes.
That was really freaky. And yeah, Andy did an interpretive dance, which hopefully is in the show.
Right. Were his pants on?
No, they were not.
No, they were on. He pulled
why
them up
didn't I take a
around his
that?
Chest.
They were kind
of
on.
It was like Pee Wee Herman pants.
But I want to know about that music. So does someone sing lyrics to that in the show?
There are lyrics. All the songs.
Who sings to that song?
Atmospheric. No. That's yours.
No,
that's yours. Yeah. That's Haas going to that one. It's all very and it's very. It's almost like spoken word with music in a way. Not all the
it's
songs.
It's not like a traditional musical where they just like break into song and it's all fabulous.
Yeah,
it's
not.
Like, really
it's not your Broadway.
Dramatic.
You know.
Fuck.
Kind of music. It's very atmospheric and really has something to it's got something to say and it's said in a very strange
Shepherd
way.
Shepherd goes to Broadway.
Shepherd
but
music.
But there's different
yeah,
the
right.
neat thing. I mean, I think something that I think people will find that is really cool about the show is that the story that Andy alluded to is you have this old rock and roller that's been on top forever, Haas, and you got Crow the Gypsy coming to knock him off
he's
his
perch.
He's
coming to take him down, right? Like,
right.
That's the whole... That's the
It's the analogy of rock and roll that you're never on top for very long.
Someone's always going to come take your place.
I play the dick.
Yeah, you do.
I play the dick.
Where you hear that in music is that Haas's music, his songs, are like this old kind of classic rock almost style.
Like Foreigner and shit.
Dirty older rock.
Yeah.
And then Crow comes in and his music, you can hear the difference. It's a newer...
It's new sound.
Newer sound.
Hello, Dick.
Yes.
So that'll
welcome
be kind of cool.
Welcome to town.
Thank you, Dick.
Lou, do you want to talk about that at all? Do you want to say anything?
About the...
About the show, Lou. About the goddamn show we're promoting on this show.
What's happening over
Who
there?
Gave Lou lewds?
Lou, you
Lou
is the show. If you want to go, you can just go. Right, it's fine. We'll handle
Lou
it.
Lou is one of the most energetic and animated actors I've ever had the pleasure of working
with. He has given
with.
All he can give on the stage, he's and he has nothing left for the podcast.
He is under
Have
the weather.
Have you been huffing something?
I brought a prepared statement.
Oh, God. All right. Is now the time? Now the time for that?
I don't know.
It's here. I'd like to hear
a good time.
All right. It's great.
Louis Zellmeyer, who plays Haas in To the Crime, will now read a prepared statement.
He's actually got a piece of paper.
That was your cue, Louis.
Every death
good night,
is a suicide.
Crying.
The day and time are predetermined. You know what's coming. It's just mysteriously hidden. You think. The Time Master parceled out what you get. And you accepted it. I don't know why.
I can't.
What good is it if you can't win? Somebody's got to end up the master. What the fuck?
So it's a comedy.
Talk all you want about what you want, but nobody gives a shit. They only know about what you got for them. Make it work. What do you care if they get what they want? If you get what you want.
That was from Haas?
You have to say.
I built the track and I rigged the game. What are you going to do about
Chicken
it?
Me.
Now, if you'd have read that over that last music, that would have been awesome.
Right?
It's all black and white.
Yeah.
Or red.
Uh-huh.
So that's a monologue from the show then.
Yeah.
No. Is that a little
I'll
teaser?
What?
Or did Lou just make that up in
he
the car
made that
on the
up
way
from
over?
His character
one of the coolest
up.
Things about this show, nice. And one of the reasons it's that it's not done very often, it's a real
it's
challenging
it's
show.
Weird.
The language is so very hard. Interesting.
It's like gibberish in Shakespeare.
It's like
no,
this,
it's not gibberish Shakespeare.
It's
I read
rock and
the
roll
script.
Analogy,
it's
so.
Super.
What are you talking to me? What are you asking me questions for?
American style English.
That's my job.
It's like if as if you like right now we're going to try to figure out what all the slang cool words are going to be in 20
slang,
years.
Slang, thank you. Yeah. Slang is the best word. I did not
slang
mean gibberish.
The vernacular.
It's kind of like
that's
right.
The technical term, vernacular.
But if you do it like do you approach it like Shakespeare? Like if you talk Shakespeare
there's
like you're just speaking right like
I think you've got I think the challenge for the actors, especially Haas and Crow, because they've got just monologue of it in the second act, and it's where it really gets weirder. Writing wise, is that it's just really chopped, and there's odd words that he's made up. There's innuendo of rock and rollers are mentioned, and all these different things, and it's all just so it's chopped, where you'll have one word, a sentence, three words, a sentence, and it's so the challenge for the actress is to know for it not to just be spitting it out and it be gibberish.
So there's no glossary though. You have to go define what these gibberish words mean, right?
You got to figure out what you're actually saying.
Is that in the script or do
you
mean
what you say?
Once you find the meaning, that makes them not gibberish.
You have to imbue these strange sounds with their own values and symbology and meaning.
Right.
Which is what language is anyway. We're just used to the old stuff.
It just sounds.
It's
symbology just doesn't sound right, dude.
It's very
contextual. It's contextual.
It's play. As far as language goes and utterances, we get to play with this show. I mean, it's one of the things
very
I find neat about it.
Do you
your
think
pants
the...
off right now, Rory?
No, not
yes,
right now.
I'm just wearing a bow tie, as I always do on the podcast.
I'm imagining
symbology.
That.
Well, so do you think an audience is going to sit and watch this show and go, what the fuck are they talking
about? Should
you about?
Really smoke no. a fatty or, before you go
I
to the show?
Some
yes.
will. I mean, some might, you know. That
depending
might,
on who you are.
Might right. depend on...
But I think you should do that.
Everybody's going to get something out of it.
Bad
different.
Trip, maybe.
One of the nice things that we've done that I thought that to accent the show was to give it, to really make it what we've been calling it an environmental rock experience, theater rock experience, is that we've taken, because what Rory talked about, there's a lot of, you can take a lot of liberties with this show. You can, it's, he really left
just
it open for
creation.
And yeah, and so we've added a lot of environmental action. We've tried to create a world that people are literally going to feel like they are put into and locked into.
So speaking
of
that,
remember,
world.
If you are pregnant or suffer from a heart condition, please see your physician before attending the show.
Do not ride the Tooth of Crime ride.
About epilepsy, is that a problem?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. Right. In the best possible way. Yes. So
and we will pay for your funeral if you die of fright.
So this show, it opened in 72. Is it set in the 70s?
73.
Wikipedia told me
72.
Well,
it
like an hour before
December
I came here.
Was
it was like New Year's of 72, so we both win.
the neat thing about one of the other things about it is there's it talks about there's all kinds of things and characters and in the script that you could there's 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. It's kind of timeless, and there's a lot of things in the set and with the characters that we're doing that make it timeless. I think it's one of the...
So you get to have a little fun with costumes and time and genre. Is it future? Is it now? When is it?
You can buy the...
We don't dictate when it's set.
You're mic'd, buddy.
No, it's the Argots, that means slang in Spanish. That's used in the show, Argots.
It's definitely got a Argots. Southwestern Argots. Flavor. It is Shepherd.
Southwestern Space Age 70s.
You know, it still has that Western Shepherd in there.
It spans
time. It's definitely still Shepherd, but there's time travel and Neptune spoken of and all kinds of things. So it's really open to very much.
In the 70s, they didn't even know Neptune existed.
Really? Let's have a nice real song with like words and give everybody an idea.
Yeah, do we have a song where we have a vocalist with them? God damn it, Dundas.
Whatever you do.
Andy, you want to do
You guys want to do Rat Age? Let's do it.
Rat Age? All right,
throw down.
Throw
down. And by the way, before these fuckers start, remember, buy your fucking band drinks. Tip your fucking band.
The band is working twice as hard as everyone else.
Always. Yeah, those are the guys standing by fucking getting bored while we fucking talk douche. Okay, so go.
They're fine. They don't
care. And don't forget to buy your tickets at brownpapertickets.com.
Yeah. Brown Tooth paper. Of Prime. Brown, I think it's called paper.
Right. Just
paper
misspoke
the
most important part of that sentence.
Ha, fuck you, run into a pole.
Or Jub Jubs or Melting Pot. There you go.
I'm going to call it the pole instead of the post.
I like the pole.
So Rat Age, anytime the band's ready, I'm in it.
Civilization. I was born in oblivion, half Lebanese, half Libyan, and my father was a vector, my mother a specter. As the Earthmen battle for their sins, I come down with the aliens.
Fuck yeah. You guys got a pro ass band.
I mean that applause is not.
I've never heard Chris and Dave play things that mellow.
It's like surf.
It's really bizarre.
Like to take this time to thank the band for dealing with my not knowing when the fuck I'm supposed to come in.
You did great. That's Andy Luna as
you guys rule balls
on vocals, and then Chris, Dave, Jeff, and Pat in the band. How did you find this band? Who are these people?
I will, you know, I'm going to put that over to Dundas. Dundas, we were trying to think of first originally of just different people to throw them together, and then we both thought, you know, it'd be a whole lot easier just to get a band that has already worked together. And he said Vampirates, and I was like, yeah. And then and Jeff Dunn, I had talked with Jeff prior to that. We were thinking about just solo folks. And I said, I really want Jeff in there, too. I think we put Jeff with the Vampirates, and we got a killer band. And,
fuck yeah.
They're amazing.
Jeff, the lovely man behind the bass, it's so funny because just last week on the show, the band played the song about Jeff. And, and now Jeff is here.
By the liquor
what? Mind blown.
So all of you podcast fans, the song about Jeff, that's Jeff on the bass.
It's so masturbatory.
A little Easter egg for you.
Yeah. Bam.
Well, and the neat one of the neatest things about the idea of having Vampirates come in there as a whole was that it is so different than
coming in the hole
than what they normally do, you know? And I thought it would be a neat experience for them that too.
They're great musicians, and it's great to give them this opportunity to show it there.
Rory, do you have anything you want to interpret for the band from the living room? Do they want to say
anything? You guys wanted to pass back? Are you?
Yes!
Honky! To the Beermobile!
And that's the band.
And you know what? I want to give a personal thanks, and I thank all of them, all four of them, for their contribution and giving their time up for doing this and that to everyone. But especially I want to throw out a special shout to Dave Massoud, who immediately, right when we asked him, was immediately on it and was into it and
said yes.
And looks good naked.
And he looks
is he
good
naked out there?
He looks fucking
even when he's
naked,
a midget
dude.
On
God
your. Yeah,
it's funny when Dave says you're short.
Wow. Are there any other people you want to thank as far as like sponsors or producers or how the fuck are you doing this production?
But if I sit here and try to name people, I mean, we're probably at like
quickly. I'll play you out like an Oscar speech. Keep it quick.
I mean, we've got Lady and Alan doing amazing costumes.
Absolutely.
We have the costumes are going to be awesome. They are awesome. They're amazing.
I saw
a couple the other night. They're doing props and costumes. Travis, who's we went out.
All right, wrap it up, Dave.
Video. Yeah. Do I have any violin?
Oh my gosh. Gary, who's helping us with video.
That's the closest I have to playing Tucker. You off. That's all. That's as close as it gets. I'm kidding. I don't know how to make it.
Whoa.
Oops. Jesus.
I got excited. I pushed all the buttons.
Who's helping us with lighting.
The rest are
this is
here.
A team
sound,
effort, though.
Sound,
this is a team
Mark.
Effort.
Mark Simon.
About the,
he's still doing the speech.
How about a when and where and stuff about this show? When
what
are you guys
time?
Producing it? What
when
time? What
open?
Days? Where?
We open on the 12th.
Which is very soon.
Of March?
It's like nine days
from
right?
now. Yes.
Well,
now
is Thursday.
Only be 7 days.
So
right. We have Thursday.
Remember
so we start on the 12th. Thursday,
so
Friday, Saturday.
It starts
Saturday.
A week from the day this show airs.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
We have one matinee. We have two matinees. Sunday, the first week. So we go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinee, and then we have 2 days off, and then we do Wednesday, which is artist night, which is a little lower price. Normally it's $15, it's $10 that night.
That's for poor hippies.
So are you assuming that artists are
poor?
And then we do Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Saturdays are closing. We have two shows that day. We do a double. The 21st, we do away.
Can wealthy
so there's
people
like
go
a
to
Facebook and a website, though, we can go to. We don't have to
Facebook.
Memorize all this shit right
no,
now, right?
No, Facebook.
I just don't have to be taking
town.
Notes.
There is the Facebook page, Tooth of Crime page.
And there will be individual event pages for every
individual
night of the show.
Individual event pages.
Yes. Starting this
pages.
And where's it at?
And we will, and it's at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor Concert Hall.
How is that even
possible?
Oh,
man, I love that place.
71
South Virginia.
71 South Wells.
Making the playoffs.
Who said South Virginia?
I did. I did. I lost.
You're out. You're out of the podcast. Right. You're out of the show.
All
right. He's a little.
Oh, my God. Not now. Not now.
Put your pants and your headphones back on. Oh, sit down.
I'm going to tell mom on you.
He's going.
No, we need you.
Going.
Don't go away. I need you.
Go grab some beers.
Something very exciting is going to happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Get in
cry
here.
Cry your vagina to sleep.
Well, what? No, later.
For real?
Later, maybe.
Rory. Yeah.
What?
Jesus Christ, Manitli.
I didn't say anything.
You didn't have to.
She said namastizzle.
Yeah, okay.
Namastizzle.
So,
really?
This is, this is not just show promo. This is
namastizzle?
Shut up,
sorry.
Riku.
Most of these motherfuckers have been
fuck
on
you.
The show before.
Really? Really? This is the podcast.
Good girl.
We have a I say we because I work here now. We have a tradition of doing a little quiz.
We got 15 minutes before we can make loud noise no more. So should we have the?
No,
is there
the
any
band
more songs?
Is packing up their shit.
They're already gone. Two they songs? Already left. I had song number three with a big question mark after the quiz.
Are you not entertained?
Maybe after the quiz, Jill will sing a little a cappella for us. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. But right now,
okay, I love it.
Chewy is going to administer a quiz, which happens
to administer the quiz to the characters.
Our new guests in the show. So, Hoss, Crow, Becky, Lou, Rudy, O'Ran, Mira, and Chaser have never been on this show
before. I'd like Dave to take it as himself so he can redeem himself from that last time he was here 3 or 4 years ago.
No, you don't get a redo. All right. No, you don't get a do-over.
All right.
He can take it as the director.
Shit.
How about
that? I lost
that?
Badly if I
that's fine.
Directly.
No, you didn't do too bad, but
you would
mean,
have
you
blown
did
Dave Richards.
You blew. Yeah.
Are all you characters ready to get quizzed?
Yep. You're darn tootin', baby.
Okay, yeah, Chewy. Right.
Bring
it
on.
Do your thing, Chewy.
Okay. As you wish. Chewy, you're failing this already.
Chewy!
What? Oh, hey, what's happening? My name is Josh Martin.
The one thing, you had one job.
I forgot where I was for a minute, but now I'm back in action, and I'm ready to give these motherfuckers the quiz.
Woo!
I thought this was some sort of professional operation.
Random and ridiculous questions where they will be judged and scored objectively by me and me alone.
What?
Yes. 10-4.
Oh, all right. Go. It's your thing. Do it.
All right, so we're just going to go around the room. We're going to start over here in the corner with Haas.
Hello, Haas.
And we are going to ask you to tell us the age and circumstances of your losing your virginity.
Nice.
Haas.
Come on, Haas.
Age?
Come on, baby.
16.
All right.
All right. Location?
It was sex. I lost it with sex.
Okay. Not in the butt or nothing?
No, it was
location doesn't mean butt.
No. Haas.
Haas.
Or does it?
All right. So then we're moving on to Chaser.
Jazeer.
Chaser.
Yeah, yes. What do you got?
Age and location and circumstance of your losing your virginity, sir.
That'd have to be like 29.
All right.
And how old are you now, Chaser?
It's pretty good.
29.
Okay. 29.
All right, right. And where did it like happen in the hallway just now at the podcast? What happened? I want to know.
There. Had a shape. We
you tell me,
like,
baby.
You don't, like, you don't know.
Yeah, we did it in the piss puddle. Totally did.
That's totally hot except
and
for the
no towels.
That's code.
All right, Mira, same question to you, sir.
Man, I met this really nice girl once at a dead show, but I could see the future not working out, and that really puts a damper on dating women, and I'm a virgin.
Yeah.
All right.
Meet me in
and Crow.
I was never a virgin, man.
Wow.
Whoa. Mind blown.
That's cool. Becky Lou, please. I know you're a lady, but please entertain us with the story.
With the boys. Well, that's how it happened.
Becky Lou can hang.
Go on.
I can hang. Well, actually, it was right outside of Wendover.
Go on.
Between Salt Lake and Wendover, there's a little motel, and we asked them if we could rent it by the hour.
So beautiful there.
Yeah. Well, God, so pretty. Right by the salt flats.
Yeah, it smells so awesome.
Did you need the whole hour?
Well, I worked at a hotel, and I took the guy that was working the front desk was getting off, and we just decided that, well, we were both virgins.
Getting off?
Might
like
as well go get rid of that right now. And so we did. We went and rented that motel by the hour, and we turned on the shower so nobody would hear us. And the shower overflowed
into
the bathroom.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Overflowed.
And, no, it was good. I'm glad I got out of that virginity cage.
Yeah, it is a pain in the ass.
Congratulations, Becky.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Haas, I'm sorry. You didn't think I was your. You were my host.
All right.
Chewy, you got to ask Rudio in the other words.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Ruido.
Rudio Ron.
Hey, how you doing there, bud?
What's happening, buddy?
Excellent. This is a nice little operation you got going on for yourself here.
Thanks,
real
bro. We take pride in it.
State of the art.
Thanks, Rudio. Is it Rudio Ran or Rudio Ron?
Rudio Ran.
Thank
from
you.
The Radio Jam.
Nice.
Rudio.
Right. Not just say it. Rudio. Say it the way it...
Rudio.
Real. Real.
I'm a DJ and it's my name, so y'all can just... do I have free license on it? Y'all can just fuck right off.
You can say fuck. It's okay. This ain't real. This ain't corporate radio.
Wow. Yeah. Ooh, it's been a while since I've done that.
So go ahead and say fuck and tell us of the circumstance and age of your losing your virginity.
Well, see, when I first got my job back in the radio industry, I want to say it was '07, about 8 years before the radio was invented, I met this girl out of Buffalo, and she called into the radio station. Again, this is before telephones. And called into the station and had me meet her a couple blocks away from the station at a hotel.
The window.
And I go inside, and lo and behold, it's my best friend's mother.
He's running.
Oh, damn.
She's
a very handsome woman, all of 57 years. She deflowered a young lad, all of 18-year-old. At least I told her I was 18.
Right.
I like it.
When I was in high school, there was a rumor that a guy that I went to school with actually fucked a buffalo.
Ooh.
Chewy gets points, and he's not even taking the quiz.
I believe that was you.
All right. Okay, back to the beginning. Haas, in all of history, who would you start a fight with? Fist fight.
Who do you want to fight, Haas?
Any person historical.
Abraham Lincoln.
Fair enough. Good choice.
Do you want to elaborate, or you just want to leave it at that?
I love it when you talk Dixie, baby.
I don't
baby.
Elaborate.
I like that about you.
All right, Chaser.
I'm going to have to go with Richard Petty's pit crew chief.
I hear that. Fuck that guy.
Is that in the show? Is that part of the script?
No. It's brilliant.
Crow?
Can it be? Can Crow. We add that in?
I haven't found anybody yet, man.
Okay.
You missed somebody.
Mira.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't think you'd want to fight anybody, so
question?
We just skipped over you.
Oh, yeah.
In the course of history, who would you like to go back in time or even recent history and fight?
Steve Jobs, man.
All right. All right. Yeah.
That he sees the future and the past.
Yeah.
Crow,
after the fight, I'd like to have a beer with him, but, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's cool, man.
That's nice.
Yeah,
come on,
man.
Brother. You're cool. Crow, have you thought about your answer?
Yeah, I haven't found anybody yet.
You don't want to fight Haas? Really?
Yeah, I think it'd be a tasty treat for the main course, but I don't know who the main course would be.
Too easy. Interesting. Ooh.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and
ouch.
Deduct some points. Becky Lou, please. Who would you
fight? Oh, who'd I fight?
Yes.
I'd fight George motherfucking Jones.
Uh-huh.
Because
what?
He was so... Well, he was mean to Tammy, and it upset me.
She
was a role model.
Yeah, she was a beautiful lady with a beautiful voice. Yes,
pushed around by George motherfucking Jones.
All right, and
Chewy, I like how
room.
You're adopting the accent.
Rudio.
I'm sorry.
You know who I'd like to punch right in the face?
It's me, isn't it?
Dick Clark.
Yeah, all right,
fuck Dick Clark. I'd like to
Price
punch
is
that
wrong, bitch.
Mamby pamby bitch right in his face. And I'm not saying when he's in his prime. I'm saying about 2 years before he died, when he's stuttering and drooling.
Oh, so cruel.
Ow. Fuck Dick Clark.
That's weak.
Post-stroke Dick Clark.
He died.
Do you sterilize these microphone condoms before we put our lips on them?
About once every 2 months.
Oh, God damn. Who had this one last?
I don't know.
Yeah, but he sterilizes them by having the interns run it through their butt crack.
Who sat, who sat at the short chair last week, guys?
I don't think
we had
one.
Is that wrong with the short chair?
Right.
No, I just
maybe it was
know.
Felix. I think it was Felix.
Oh, yeah. Felix is sterile.
Okay, well, Felix, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know where his mouth has been.
Sure I can picture
I know where
Felix
his mouth's been. That's all right.
Yeah.
Shit's dope.
Totally is all dope. Right.
How did you get her to say that?
Magic.
Oh, don't
magic.
Start that again.
Okay, never,
we,
yeah,
had
we,
to,
we covered that
if
last
you time. Listen to previous podcasts, that question will be answered.
All right.
We're going to start with
Becky Lou. That's the magic of radio, the theater of the mind.
Haas, what is your secret obsession?
Juicy.
Secret one?
It's the future. Yeah. Well, it's not going to be in a minute, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're Apple safe
Jacks.
Here.
Apple Jacks.
Ooh, good one. I want them now.
Sexy time.
With beer.
Yeah.
All right, Chaser.
Chaser.
Lying in a pile of bacon.
Are you Googling that right now? What are you doing? You're Googling your answers. You get... No, no, no. Minus points for you, Chaser.
Yeah, I said secret obsession, not obvious obsession.
Googler.
Mira.
You know, back catalogs of the dead, man.
Oh, fuck.
But that's not really a secret. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
You're so open,
okay,
you have no
on.
Secrets.
He's a little bit high.
A little bit, you think?
I don't have time for secrets, man. I got to figure shit out for everyone else.
Crow, do you have a secret obsession that you would like to tell everybody about?
It's no secret. I want it all.
Rad. Becky Lou?
What did he say? What was his answer? Mine was kind of like...
Something about cereal.
Oh, actually, it was not related at all, actually.
Apple Jacks.
I actually really enjoy My Little Pony.
Oh.
And I like bronies.
All right.
What's a brony?
You want to know what a brony is?
I want to know what a brony is.
I'll show you
briefly.
Later.
Briefly. Oh, never mind.
Sound like a
never
stool.
Mind.
All right.
It's in the hallway, too. Everything happens in the hallway.
Rudio? Secret obsession.
My secret, well, aside from my extensive record collection spanning 250 decades of music, I also collect small porcelain figurines of bands and instruments.
Like an old lady with unicorns and dolls?
Hey, no, some of these are bejeweled. One of them was even designed by that Liberace guy.
Oh my God.
Back in that century.
Are they worth anything?
Well, to me.
Oh, just sentimental. They're just emotional value.
Well, one of them did cost me 250 yen.
All right. I hope the porn question is on this quiz.
Okay, yes. The porn question.
Or not.
Have you seen porn?
Not,
no.
That's not the question. God
damn it,
Chewie.
I'm just joking, of course. Hot. I've heard this quiz so many times I can
you
do
know
it myself.
This.
Have you all been doing this radio program long?
It's my first time.
So long.
Hoss, when you're using the computer to masturbate, what do you search to jerk?
Thanks,
thank you,
Rick. I was about to say that.
Wow.
That was eloquently put.
Wow. Big boobs, redheads, two chicks, one
that's
dude,
a good one.
Giant dicks.
Put
what?
It in Rick's butt.
Yeah.
Rick's butt.
I'm going to Google Rick's butt next time.
Wow. Dude,
I'm excited.
Cross your legs, honey.
Okay, darling.
That's so
there's
fucked
pictures.
Up.
Hoss, what's your go-to
I think you guys said it all.
No. All
yeah.
of it?
Yeah, you
you're just free for all?
Terry Bush, giant dick, black eyes.
All of it.
You like all that stuff, honey?
Hmm?
Wow, we're going to have a good night.
He's not giving anything computer. Up tonight.
Chaser, when you go on the internet to look for pornography to masturbate to, what do you like to search for?
Well, super huge pile of uncooked bacon.
Oh, God, I thought
ooh,
you were going to say
man,
sheep, and
hot.
I'm glad it was bacon.
Super huge sheep.
I think
sheep.
Chaser
okay,
wraps
okay.
his penis in bacon.
All right, all
and
right, all right.
And then puts it in the sheep.
Mira? Yeah.
You know, I kind of see it all, man. I've seen everything under the sun. It really just, porno doesn't work for me anymore, man.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
So you don't masturbate at all?
I don't really search to jerk. I don't have time to masturbate.
You don't have time to jerk?
No, ugh. I'm reading the charts. Sometimes I get a boner from the cosmos.
Aww,
you know, like finding a new star and stuff gives me a boner.
That's true.
I think Mira knows future ways that we will get off that we don't even know about yet.
Freaky.
Yeah, really. Touching
Rad.
Yourself is so primitive.
Crow, you seem like a man who's in touch with your masturbation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd think what, that if you didn't know me. Here's the thing.
Yep.
I don't look for that.
All right.
It comes to me.
Oh, my God.
Like when
and
you're
when
asleep,
it comes to you, in what form does it come?
When you're asleep, your
yeah,
hand
I said
rapes
come
you?
Twice.
Well, usually it's a good woman with a firm hand and a strong back.
So no porn. It's the real thing only for you.
Yep.
Alrighty, let's keep moving then. Becky Lou, please enlighten us.
This is a hard quiz.
When I think about that, well, I
hard.
Sometimes it's romance novels, actually.
Girls
sometimes,
like that.
But more than that, I mean, I just
I got a
site
for you,
Hoss.
Becky Lou. I'll tell you after the show.
See.
Yeah, you know, back in the old days.
How about you there, Rudio? What do you go for?
Well, as a man of extensive travels and perceptions and experientialities, I'd have to say, well, I'd like to get started with harem parties where
harem
it's,
porn.
You know, multiple girls, one man. I really like to finish with Eggs Danny Thomas style.
I think that's called bukkake.
Wow.
Eggs Danny Thomas
style. You like your eggs fried or fertilized?
You need a glass table for that.
I like
is that an angry finish?
It's some amateur stuff with glass tables and handheld cameras. It's really hot.
That's where food comes up.
Oh, God. It's true. It's true.
Well, you know, you get the same old missionary thing. It gets old after a while.
I have never seen you blush.
The best question.
It's missionary. It's just anal missionary.
Wow.
Anal missionary. Love that.
Well, that's when you have to break their neck and turn it all the way around. Because the whole point of having a missionary position so you can look them in the eye. So if you're going to do anal missionary, you've got to rip their head all the way around.
I'm not breaking anybody's neck, lady.
Just lay on your back and
Becky's into snow.
Oh, wow. Well, you're flexible, aren't you?
Legs over the shoulders.
I am.
Flexible.
All right. Is that breakfast over here?
So, we're going to move on to the rabbit fire here. Unless
rabbit
Jamie
fire.
Or
Did
Rick,
you say
have any...
rabbit fire?
We're going to do those rabbits. Fire.
I thought you said rabbit.
Rabbit. I heard rabbits.
Rabbit.
He's a chump.
I lived at the compound for 6 months, lady.
You're doing a good job. Don't call me lady.
Miss.
Unless,
That's ma'am.
Rick or Jamie, you got any other questions that you're dying to...
No, let's do rapid fire.
Okay, rapid fire.
Rapid fire!
Let me start it. Circumcised or not?
Frog protection?
I don't know if Luke could do this.
Lou and Mira... Who are you?
And it's rapid fire.
Haas, circumcised or no?
Yes.
Okay. Chaser?
Who's Googling?
Focus!
I'm sorry, what?
Chaser, circumcised or
Quit
not?
Searching
is your dick
for bacon
cut or
porn?
Not?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, next.
Mira?
Yes.
Pro.
Yeah, well, you know.
Becky Lou.
No.
Yes.
It's, what do you prefer, honey?
Nice. Oh, what do I prefer it?
That's the only way us chicks can answer.
It sucks because no.
Does it? Does it suck?
I like that extra foreskin.
Uh-huh.
So she prefers no.
She's
so you're all
girl.
Out.
Rudio?
Oh, sorry.
Well, you is in luck, Becky. Not only am I. Uncut. I've got a little jewelry down below.
Uncut and on the strut.
All right.
Uncut and bedazzled.
Hoss, poop or puke? Poop or puke?
Poop or puke?
Diarrhea or vomit?
Rapid fire. Rapid.
Which one? Which one?
Poop.
Nice.
Puke. Okay. Chaser?
Pooping.
Mira?
I suppose pooping.
Crow?
Puke, because I want to see the blood.
Right. Becky Lou?
Puking.
Interesting.
Rudio?
If it's a choice between a puke and a duke, I'll take the number two.
Wow. So eloquent. Man, you can tell he's been in this industry for a while.
Oh, wow.
He is who I aspire to be.
Quick on the draw.
Well, I mean, you got a lot of work to go.
You know what? I am doing my best.
Yes, you are. Yes,
would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Hoss?
Arrested for being
arrested for beating
up.
Someone up.
Arrested for beating someone up.
Good answer. Chaser. Come on. You're dragging us down. Come on.
Beat up for getting arrested.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
I hear you.
I prefer to be arrested.
All right, Crow.
Beat me up if you got it in you.
Becky Lou.
Arrested.
Rudio.
With handcuffs.
We don't need to talk about any arrest records or warrants outstanding. I think I'd rather just take a licking in the alleyway after a show. Get my knuckles broken, if you know what I mean.
Training orders.
All right, Haas, beer or weed?
Well, yeah.
All right, Chaser.
Beer.
Mira, never mind. Crow.
All of the above.
Right, Becky Lou.
I think it'd be the weed for Becky Lou.
All right, and Rudy Oran.
I prefer a trucker's cocktail of whiskey and methamphetamine.
Can we get our interns? Interns! Beforehand? Can we get one of those right now? I need a trucker's cocktail, intern.
Did he have these questions beforehand?
Haas.
No.
Shoes or socks?
He's that good.
He's not that good.
He's kind of that
what?
good.
What?
I mean, whoa, man.
I'll shoe your socks.
Chewy just made that one up. It's not on the quiz.
That's worse than Donkey Ear Wall.
Said you'd shoot the socks.
That's like tacos and pizza.
Hey, why don't you do that great question? My favorite question on radio about bacon and
and
bacon or China. Urine. What? I don't get it.
What do you want, Rudio? Bacon and what?
Why, just a question maybe you could use on your show. You're going down on a lady having lunch at the Y, and you find some crispy bacon down there.
What do you do?
Are you going to eat it?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. You're adding this to the quiz.
You're not asking me directly.
No,
I'm just saying I've had that as a question on my show.
Rudio deserves to ask the question.
That's not a rapid question.
May we borrow that question? Where are we at?
Oh, you've used it.
Haas.
Something about bacon in the
Elvis or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Yes.
Elvis.
All right. Angry. Oh, that's what I want.
Chaser, heads
say.
Up.
Shit.
Stop Googling.
What?
It doesn't even exist.
He's ordering car parts.
Or Mira. Does it? Because it's the future and the past, and I'm so confused.
Oh, man. Well, you know, you can't have the Beatles without Elvis, but I'm still going Beatles, man, because. You know, love is important.
Love is all you need.
Oh, Mira.
Is that what you meant to say?
Oh, shit. Faggot. What a waste of a
it's
person.
It's the missing ingredient.
Bro, you like Elvis or the Beatles better?
Pisses me off.
Yeah, they're both just little kids when it comes down to it.
Fair enough.
Decide amongst yourselves.
Thank you, Lou.
He's a dick and I like
it. Well, don't tell Haas, but I like the Beatles.
Oh, damn. You look like an Elvis lady.
Oh, I like Elvis.
What does that mean? What's an Elvis lady?
I like Elvis in
like?
A different way.
Vaginally?
Now, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got excited. I don't know.
Rudy O'Ram, please.
I didn't always have to go there.
I'm afraid I'm not familiar with either of those two acts. Are they some sort of regional act, maybe from South America? I'm unfamiliar.
Yep, they are from South America, as a matter of fact.
Fire that DJ.
I got no
opinion. All right, that's
there.
It. That's it for the quiz. Let me go ahead and total up the scores here and come up with sixth place for Haas. Sorry, buddy. You did pretty good.
You suck balls.
Looks to me like you got about 315 points.
Good try,
he has
Haas,
no
good
response
try.
To that.
Not terrible. I mean, you're better than what Dave did when he was here.
I appreciate that.
What?
All right, fifth place. Mira, I'm sorry I just couldn't relate to you at all.
Oh, that's fine, man.
You're way out there.
Your show and your quiz are kind of ridiculous anyway.
Wow.
That's fine. Right. I don't foresee this. Fourth.
That's a horrible guest. I'd never
fourth
have
place.
Him on again if I was you.
Crow, not bad. Fourth place. You came into fourth place.
Good job.
Better than fifth or sixth.
Thank you, Matt.
Because that shit doesn't matter.
Right? Fuck it.
Third place, Rudy O'Ran.
Hey.
Good job, Rudy.
Thank
you.
To the stage.
827 points.
That's a lot of points.
I would have made him the number one.
Well, he did a good job.
It's not up to you, sir.
I knew the questions ahead of time.
Yeah.
And he still came in.
I've just been in the industry for a while.
Yeah, you're good, man. Don't
my mentor.
About. Second place, Becky Lou, because you're
Becky Lou!
You're a girl, and I have a soft spot in my heart for girls.
You have a soft spot in your what?
Thank you very much, young man. Let's go to the rodeo.
So I'm going to go ahead and give first place to... Chaser, because I hate that fucking.
I ran a what?
That in NASCAR.
You won, Chaser. You won.
NASCAR pit crew boss is a good answer
good.
For the fight.
I feel like this was a biased
1,012 points.
I feel like Chewy and Chaser maybe
that
have a little too much in common.
It's the first quiz I ever scored, and I just didn't. I mean, I did the best I could.
So this is a big night for everybody. Yeah. First quiz for you. First quiz you ever scored.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Well, thanks guys for participating.
Well, thank
well,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So normally at this point,
I'm going to have to jet set. I've got a show to do down in Buenos Aires, so I'll see you all later.
Unacceptable.
Later, Radio Man.
You got a shoobity doo out of here.
It's been jamming.
Bye, Rudio. Radio.
I think all the characters
Rudy,
have
whatever
yeah,
your
all
name
the characters
is.
Say goodbye.
Well, if everyone leaves, then it's just me and Chewy. No one wants to hear that.
Well, I got to piss like a racehorse.
Hey, I'm back. Somebody hit me on the head outside, and I've been
Andy,
unconscious.
Okay?
Is that the Reverend Rory Down?
I've been laying in this puddle of piss in the hallway, and then some guy just walked over
sorry
me
Sorry about
as
that.
Left.
I bet it's cold by now, huh?
Yeah, very.
Yeah,
and it
is.
Smells
like my heart.
Did somebody have a sick dog in here?
Sorry.
Yep.
Oh my!
Can I give a shout to the podcast for for giving Tooth of Crime some love and letting
no
us.
No problem. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you so much.
So normally this would be the point when we had one more song, but since the band left, we don't have that opportunity.
Right. It's obvious the band fucking rips. Go see them.
What's as you're being angry about this, Dave is sullenly lonely, just breaking down his whole set all by himself.
Is he slamming it around like a toddler putting away
his
Legos?
His hood's up and his shoulders are slouched.
Hey, Masood, I love you.
A little, still give him a hug.
All the other guys have left and told him to fuck off.
Andy's going to go piss, and it's okay. We're going to acknowledge it, and we're going to let it happen.
Dave's still here.
Okay.
Dave's not here.
So does Dave want to say anything? Does he want to?
No, he's working.
Say something, Dave. Say something.
Come on, Dave. Say something.
He can't hear you. Dave, they want you to
tell him. Interpret, Rory.
I want to hear Masood.
Masood.
Did you catch that? He said hi.
Hi.
That was it?
Really?
Yeah.
All that and all you got is hi?
Well, hi. He has something in
Get
his
it?
Mouth.
What?
It
but
resembles
no,
a
but
dildo.
Dogwater Dick's in the studio. Wait, what?
Dogwater Dick?
I'm confused.
It
Dogwater.
Starts with C and ends with
T.
Bye, Dave.
T?
Toledo.
See you next
See you
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Good Phoenix. Job, Becky Lou. We're on the same page. So, since we don't have another song, is there some final plugs that we want to give of
plugs.
What's going on? Not butt plugs. Not butt plugs.
I would like to
you
say,
beat me to the punch.
My hair. My hair will be done by Jason Reed of Salon 7. Ooh. Please go check Jason out. He's a great guy.
Okay.
Mention that you know me when you go in to get a haircut from Jason, and I will eventually get a free haircut.
Okay.
And my corset was made by Peter Schommel, and he makes beautiful corsetry.
Beautiful. Good.
All right. So, Lou, you got anything that you want to promote?
Lady and Allen.
Lady and Allen. Costumes. Yeah. We covered that.
Well, Allen's the stage director.
Stage manager. I think he's called stage manager. Yeah.
Assistant director, stage manager, whatever that role is. It's the same goddamn thing.
He's just all around awesome.
How about Josh and Faith, owner of Jeff Jones?
Jesus.
Plug.
Softball season coming up soon.
I was just going to say, is there anything non-Tooth of Crime related coming up that we
I
need to know
I think the whole
about.
City stopped for
Friday.
Tooth of Crime.
Friday night, tomorrow night, I believe Liver Scars are going to be playing a show.
Oh. What? Yeah, yeah. Never heard
if
of them.
If you loved last
the show
week's
that they confirmed and all realized they had to play last week is happening tomorrow.
Where? So,
with Adam Age and who's the other band on there? Gosh, I can't remember. I'm a jerk.
Google it.
No, it wasn't the Infectos.
Facebook it.
Look it up.
Yeah,
anyway.
Look it on Facebook.
It's fine. You know where to find stuff. You
go to Jub Jubs. Please come see the Liver Scars. Okay. Adam Age is really good touring band, too. Okay. So,
Chewy, do you have anything going on? Are you leaving? Are you staying?
I might be around for a little while, but I just wanted to remind everybody, if you want to buy anything that you can buy on Wells Avenue, don't buy it anywhere else.
I don't know what that means.
It includes our great sponsor, Reno Computer Fix. Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, the pet store with the dead monkey.
Melting pot.
Oh, that poor fucking monkey.
Is the monkey
he's
dead?
He's been there for years.
The dead monkey?
Oh, he died
years ago. If he's not dead, he's dead inside.
He's somewhere with Tina.
Who's Tina?
The elephant.
I'd say probably.
I thought weird. Tina was a llama.
That monkey died
Tina was
before I moved back to Reno. Before we started the podcast.
Andy Luna, do you have anything coming up that you want to plug, that you want to talk about? Besides Tooth of Crime. Because we know that's happening.
Oh,
what else
yeah.
is happening?
Duke, you guys, I got to tell you about this thing we got going on.
There's a thing, and it's not happening.
It's so
it's not real.
Awesome that I can't even tell you about it in words.
Rick,
you're just going to have to deal
Jub
with Jub's
it yourself. Thirst Parlor is looking for guys to try out for the softball team.
Softball signups are closing
oh,
soon.
Oh, Dave Siegel.
Oh, well, that's pretty
wanted
cool.
Wanted to thank you to Dave Siegel.
Thank you, Dave Siegel, for whatever you did. We liked it.
Go ahead and bleep out that last name.
Lighting guy.
Beep.
He's running light.
Yeah, please plug out that last name.
Dave, you're the one they think of at the very end.
Risky business, too.
Risky.
Yeah.
Risky. Oh, God. Yeah.
Without listening,
Travis.
Been huge.
Travis
Keller.
It's turning into an Oscar speech.
I listen to it
Travis?
All the time.
You do? You think Travis?
We did. We talked about Travis in video.
And what about Taco? Has anybody said anything?
I love tacos.
Fuck that guy.
He's playing Doc.
Tacos are delicious.
Yeah, he talks a little bit like this. He learned his lines in 2 days because he's a fucking badass.
Wow.
I actually prefer burrito.
That was supposed to be part of the rapid quiz,
John
but
Lutz,
you missed that one, Chewy.
Well, Mr. Lutz was
long
in the cast also.
Tacos
it was just funny as all heck as
where
he
is. He's in it?
Yeah, John Lutz is the ref.
He's
yeah.
a crazy motherfucker.
He's
I love
a great
that guy.
Ref.
He has one scene and he blows you away with it. He's funny.
Yeah, he does.
It's great.
Well, he's from Nebraska.
Rick, what you got? Anything?
No, I'm taking the weekend off or moving the entire studio, so I don't know which is happening.
I want to help.
I need help, so there you go.
Yeah. And the I will be around for a little while if you need a truckload or something. Just hit me up.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be here.
Not for very long.
I've been looking for like somebody really big and strong to help me.
Well, aren't we
I'm
all?
I'm not going to help you with that.
Oh, so I'll make sure to not volunteer.
What will you wear?
I want to. I did forget one thing. There's and I don't want to give too much away. But
is it boring?
Brian Smith is involved in the show also.
Thank you, Brian Smith.
The Mad Welder. And
he's in the show too.
He is on
everyone
stage
we know is in the show.
Can I
show.
Give this up, guys, or is this up? We don't need to give this.
No.
Spoiler alert.
There's something. He is the Mad Welder.
We've said enough.
La 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 la. La la la. Don't miss him.
Fix this in post,
thank you,
Rick.
Brian.
Reverend Rory Dowd, are you still here?
Yeah.
Would you like to say goodbye?
You want me to let us out?
I really want you to let me out.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was my sexy radio voice.
For the worst little podcast in the world, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. And for Jamie, Chewy, Rick, Nick, and the entire cast of The Tooth of Crime, I'd just like to let you all know life is short and I love you. So good night, ladies.
Good job.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, God, I would have killed you at birth had I thought you would even entertain such an idea.
Dark Water Studios.
And I wouldn't suck your lousy dick if I was suffocating and there was oxygen in your balls.
Got it.